Welcome back to Growing the Gridiron. I'm your host, Jim Sacamano. The Denver Broncos are in their sixth decade of existence as the driving emotional force within the city of Denver and the state of Colorado. With that said, it is only fitting that the field surface they play on was all locally grown a little over an hour away from here in Fort Morgan, Colorado. I'm holding a small piece of the 90,000 square feet of the recently installed sod here in my hands. We were there on that crucial day for the turf team, the field architects, and the folks of Graff's Turf Farm. The day had come to make sure the surface was ready to be cut up and moved from the turf farm to the playing field. You see, this stuff doesn't just grow overnight and isn't just some random patch of grass. This grass started growing specifically for Sports Authority Field of Mile High over a year before it was installed. This sod was 1.5 inches long at the time of installation. This was a well thought out and planned process leading up to the big install. Let's take a look.
Interestingly enough, we actually designed the original field that was put in back in the early 2000s. So we've been actually working on this project and with the Denver Broncos for quite some time. So this particular renovation, we actually started the design documents back in October of 2014, and then issued design documents for bidding in December, awarded the project in January, and then the work started here just a few weeks ago.
First and foremost, it's grown on about 92% sand, which is ideal for the athletic fields because it'll help match their growing medium at the stadium. The varieties in this grass is HGT by Barenbrug, which is a highly wear tolerant, stress tolerant varieties all blended together. They're bred to be mowed at a shorter height. You know, our maintenance practices are different on these athletic fields. We mow more frequently, we fertilize more frequently, we use some specialized chemicals on it to ward off disease and insects. It's kind of under the microscope every day on the farm compared to what we do for everyday stuff. We run more tests on it, soil samples, foliar samples, that type of thing. This grass has been in the ground about 15 months.
It's a sand-based bluegrass, and why the sand-based is so important is for the drainage in the field. They spend a lot of money and putting in the right resources to the field to make sure that the field plays safe in any conditions, and especially making sure that the field drains well. And so what we're coming in and putting sod on top of that, we want that infiltration to continue to happen right through the sod and not disrupt the matrix that they have built underneath the sod. So sand-based turf is the key, and that's what we're well known for.
Renovation projects of this size, we grow the grass up to a year to 16 months out. This one was a little unique in the fact that we didn't know we'd be doing the project till this winter. So having had product on hand growing already for them, getting it ready this spring with an existing product that was a blend of varieties that they would like to use anyway. So it was really a pretty quick process of them calling in December, I believe, pulling the trigger, and then us making plans this spring to get it ready to go into harvest.
The grass is actually a Kentucky bluegrass blend that was developed specifically for sports fields. So I think the fans probably won't notice a lot of difference. I mean, it's green grass. Like it's always been. The turf management staff at Sports Authority Field does a great job. So I think the fans probably won't notice it as much as the players will, but the varieties of grass that they're currently using in this mix are very strong, very thick, and I think going to be pretty soft and forgiving for these guys. So I think they're going to really like it.
The varieties we pick when we're growing stadium turf and really any of our grasses, we're really looking for safety. We want the footing to be very, very safe. We want the fields to play well. We want them to recover from play. And so week after week, they're coming and playing on a quality playing surface. Coupling that with who doesn't want their field to look good, so the aesthetics become very important.
So the whole process will take 3 days. And that consists of day one, starting the harvest process. This time of year, we'll have to wait till the frost comes off in the morning, start harvesting. As soon as the load is cut, it's put on a truck, shipped to Denver. As soon as it gets to Denver, the truck is unloaded and then shuttled into the stadium and laid. And then we'll be running, this job is about 25 semi-loads. So split that over 3 days. It takes us about an hour to harvest a load, another half hour to get it loaded, and then they're an hour and a half to Denver. And then once at the facility, it's about an hour to lay a load. We'll be using a new machine this year to lay this, and it's called a Sidekick. And what it actually does is it's a tractor that has a mechanical arm on the side. So as we lay the turf, it pushes the turf together mechanically, which actually compresses the turf and makes it a much more stable product, and they'll be able to play a lot sooner.
We've been fortunate enough to have had the Denver Broncos as a client since the mid-80s. And I have actually worked with them at Dove Valley, all the fields at Dove Valley we designed. Just recently finished the indoor facility, the synthetic turf that went in there. So, yeah, we're pretty avid Bronco fans, to say the least, and it's been really exciting to be a part of all this.
If I'm watching a game with a friend, a lot of blame goes on my shoulders. If it's a good game and they win, then there's a lot of praise. But no, tend to watch the footing a lot more. Don't watch the players as much, watch the footing. When they're kicking field goals, watch their footing when they're kicking the field goals.
It's a huge privilege for us to have the clientele base that we have. We're especially fond of our Colorado clientele and the Denver Broncos and the amount of years that we've been able to work with them. So clear back to the old Mile High days and being the first and only sod supplier of Invesco and now Sports Authority Field, it's pretty exciting to be to stay in that lineup with them. But it's what we do best. Our stadium grass, our sports turf is our niche product, and it's what has put us on the map in northeastern Colorado.
With the sod all cut up, it was time to pack it into the trucks and make the trip here to Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Coming up, the 5-day field installation and the big test of getting the playing surface ready for action.